I got a phone call at home last night from a very dear friend, Sharon Norby, who coincidentally was Chris Francis's senior English teacher at Newington High School and has since moved to Alton, New Hampshire. While at Newington High School, Sharon produced an in-house television show to produce videos that would be helpful to students from an educational standpoint and in helping them make career decisions. I will never forget that Bob Steele came to the school and did one of those shows, she said. But most of all, I will never forget there was nothing pretentious about him, that he actually seemed flattered that we would ask him. He seemed embarrassed talking about himself and wondered if people would find anything he had to say about himself to be interesting. The videotape is a gem. While to Bob Steele, the life of Bob Steele was no more interesting or worthy of retelling than any other life, not many other lives were lived by a man with such a full understanding of life and the importance of not wasting it. An honest day's work to Bob Steele was a right and a privilege, not a daily grind, not drudgery. The only responsibility about a day's work was the responsibility to do it right. Whether it was pushing a broom at age 13 to help his mother make ends meet, or earning a living as a professional boxer during an era when precious few jobs were available, or traveling to the West Coast to carve out a livelihood as a motorcycle racer and movie stuntman. How many men traveled across country on a motorcycle at a time when roads were often carved in dust and mud and paved with logs to take a job announcing motorcycle races in Hartford, Connecticut? Only when fate stepped in, when Bob arrived 5 minutes late for a movie the day before he was going to leave Hartford for good and wandered the streets of the town waiting for the next showing to begin, did Bob's lifelong vocation begin. On seeing a radio announcer audition sign outside the Travelers Building where the WTIC studios were housed, Bob decided to kill the time by auditioning. He got the job. The rest, as they tritely say, is history. Sharon Norby made the right call when she asked Bob Steele to record her Newington High School television show, and to her surprise, a self-effacing Bob Steele accepted and gave her the video that forever stands as the crown jewel of the collection. To Bob Steele, his life was no different from any other. To those of us who knew him so well, so personally, it was a life unparalleled, a life that touched us all.